Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here is Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Jude. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. My guest this morning is Dr. Brian Paff, who specializes in treatment and surgery of the hand and upper extremities. He's here this morning to discuss treatment options for hand arthritis as well as possible prevention strategies. Good morning, Dr. Paff.
Good morning.
And it's just a delight to have you here. I had never met you before, and so this is a great opportunity for me to get to know more about you and for also our audience to learn more about you. So I'm going to start out with a question that I ask people who have been here for the first time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I just came to the Holland area in August. sort of a long pathway. I'm a Michigan native. I grew up in Grand Ledge. Went to Grand Valley State for undergrad, where I met my wife, and that's where I first got my introduction to the west side of the state.
So I'm going to interrupt you. Okay.
Sure.
You went to Grand Valley. When you went to Grand Valley, did you always know that you wanted to specialize in medicine or become a doctor?
Yeah, I kind of had an idea. I had a number of injuries, sports-related, when I was in high school, which ended up requiring surgeries several times. So I had a pretty good idea that I wanted to do actually orthopedic surgery. Back then I wanted to be a sports medicine doctor and wasn't really sure that I wanted to do surgery, but I knew I wanted to do medicine probably in the middle of high school. I had anatomy and physiology classes, which really piqued my interest, and I knew at that point that I was interested.
So after Grand Valley, let's talk about your education path.
Sure. So after Grand Valley, I went to Michigan State's DO school. Knew I wanted to stay close because my wife and I were engaged at that point. And also I was really interested in Michigan State's DO school for some of the reasons about osteopathy or being a DO because of the holistic philosophy. So it worked out that it was close to home. And then after I did my 4 years there, I went down into residency in St. Louis, Missouri, for 5 years in orthopedic surgery and got trained in orthopedics all over the body, upper extremity, lower extremity, all that stuff. Spine as well. And then at that point, I had started to shift my interest from sports medicine and more to hand and upper extremity. I had an experience when I was doing my rotations as a third-year med student where it was the first time I'd actually gotten to work with a hand surgeon, and he was doing, incidentally, a procedure for hand arthritis, as I'm talking about here, that really impressed me. He was doing a sort of a joint replacement procedure, but unlike the other joints in the body where a lot of times we use metal prostheses and stuff like that, he was using our own tendons that we have to reconstruct the joint and really help out one of the most commonly arthritic joints in the hand. And I just watching sort of the delicate nature of his operation, as well as using the body's own natural tissues to sort of rebuild things, I was just amazed by it, and that really piqued my interest.
And there's a special part of your life. I mean, you mentioned you have a wife and you have two daughters.
Uh-huh. I have a 3.5-year-old Mallory and a just over 1-year-old Elliot.
So what do you enjoy about your work?
Well, my favorite thing about my job is that I get to help people every day. And it is really satisfying to see people do well and come in, and I know that I've done that. For me, that's what gives me the personal satisfaction of doing my job.
And you're involved at Shoreline Orthopedics here in Holland. So what type of conditions do you treat?
So I do take general trauma calls, so I'll take care of fractures and that kind of stuff in the lower extremities, but the majority of my practice is focused on upper extremities, treatment of the shoulder to the fingertips.
On Tuesday, March 4, you're going to be at Zeeland Community Hospital from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and you're going to be speaking about hand arthritis. So if you're listening, I'd like you to put that on your calendar because Dr. Paff is going to be talking more about this. We only have 10 more minutes to talk about hand arthritis, and he's going to be talking about it for an hour. It's a free seminar. So let's talk about arthritis in general. general, what is arthritis?
Sure. So arthritis is an absence of something as much as it is presence of anything. Articular cartilage is a type of cartilage that coats all the ends of our joints. When you go to the store and you get a chicken or a turkey and you break off that turkey leg and you look at the end, you know that shiny white cartilage that you
yep.
see at the end? That is articular cartilage. And what happens in arthritis is that stuff wears away over time. And that's a combination of genetics and wear and tear that leads to that in most cases. And when that shiny, smooth articular cartilage is gone, then we end up with what people always talk about, the bone-on-bone arthritis, which creates such pain for folks.
So tell us about some of the signs and symptoms of arthritis in the hand.
Sure. So signs and symptoms of arthritis are stiffness, swelling, pain. Those are probably the predominant things that people will notice.
Does that come over time?
Generally speaking, it does, although a lot of times, depending on the location and the nature of it, people will have progressively worsening arthritis and not necessarily know about it, and then they'll have some sort of precipitating event. They might bonk their hand on something or have a fall, and they come in and they say, they get x-rays at the emergency department if they happen to go and say, and then I look at it and I say, well, you may have a sprain, but the underlying issue is that you really have some pretty significant arthritis going on.
Does it occur more, I'm assuming, than in older people, arthritis of the hand?
Generally speaking, yes, but you can have arthritis in younger folks, especially if there is a different cause for it. Predominantly, osteoarthritis is what we see, but there are also other types of what we call inflammatory arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. There are other things that can cause gout, can cause arthritis to happen a little bit earlier than regular osteoarthritis.
If you have a question, you may call WHCC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. My guest is Dr. Brian Paff. He is an orthopedic surgeon and specialist who deals with the hand and upper extremities, and he's talking about hand arthritis. He is going to be at Zeeland Community Hospital on March 4 for an hour free presentation in the evening. Okay, so somebody comes into your office and they're talking about some of the symptoms that you just shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to diagnose that it's hand arthritis?
So the first thing that we do is a physical exam. And on my exam, the things that I notice that tip me off that there might be some arthritis is, as I said before, stiffness in the joint. So if there's a joint that doesn't have the same range of motion as some of its neighboring joints, then that makes me suspicious. Other things, bone spurs, which on physical exam show up kind of as lumps and bumps around the joint, are suspicious for arthritis, and swelling as well. We can sort of feel that when we feel around on the hand. So,
and a person is going to say, I'm experiencing lots of pain.
Yes.
And they're also going to have limited range of motion in their hands?
Not always, but oftentimes.
And is the pain going to be continual pain, or is it something that comes on?
Usually worse in the morning when folks are waking up. And then when you get up, and a lot of times I'll have patients tell me that they'll run their hands under some hot water in the morning, and that feels like their joints loosen up and feel better, that kind of stuff.
And the reason the pain is in the morning is because you haven't used your fingers while you're sleeping?
Yeah, to some degree, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so you said you do a physical exam that mm-hmm. helps diagnose it. Other?
Yeah, the next step after I do a physical exam is we'll take x-rays if you haven't already had them at another doctor's office. And the x-rays are really sort of the hallmark of what we look at in terms of determining how much arthritis you do have.
And what's going to show up in that arthritis? In that x-ray?
Yeah, so the major radiographic signs that we look at when we look at an x-ray are joint space narrowing. So when you look at an x-ray of a normal healthy hand or any other part, there's a nice black cushion that represents that the articular cartilage. Articular cartilage does not show up on an x-ray. Only bones do, pretty much. So, but we know that with the space there that space represents that cartilage. So if we see that space narrowing, that tells us, that gives us a tip, that the cartilage is narrowing and getting thinner as well. Other things that we see are cysts or bone spurs, and you can also see what we call sclerosis, which is sort of an increased density of the bone at the ends there.
So how are you going to treat someone who has hand arthritis?
Well, there's a lot of different treatments, and I sort of tell patients about a spectrum of treatments that start with the very simplest things, which are anti-inflammatories, either oral or topical, and bracing. Those are the simplest things to do with arthritis, regardless of the location. As we move further along that spectrum of treatments, we start to mix in injections of cortisone, usually. In some areas, not in the hand necessarily, but like down in the knee, they can do injections of some other substances to try and increase the joint lubrication. But there's not really been any study of that in the hands, and the joints are really too small for any of that stuff to work. And then the last treatments, once we've sort of exhausted all of our conservative options, are surgical options. And depending on the joint that's affected, there are different treatment options.
When you talk about the conservative, you know, the anti-inflammatories and the injections, does that usually work for most people?
A lot of people can get a lot of lasting relief. It's highly variable. I'll see some folks come in with x-rays that don't look awful and who are just miserable. And a lot of that is dependent on tolerance, and a lot of it's not always an x-ray. We don't base our treatments on an x-ray. Mm-hmm. I base my treatment on how somebody feels. Now, if they have a perfectly normal x-ray, then I'm not going to recommend that we do any kind of surgery necessarily right away. But if somebody might have a terrible, terrible looking x-ray that just pains me to look at it, and if they're saying, hey, I take some Advil and I'm keeping my hands warm and doing a little bracing, and I feel great, then I'm not going to do anything with that other than just keep doing what's working.
So let's talk about some of the surgical options.
Sure. So depending on the joint, the surgical options in the hand for arthritis are three different types. We can either do joint replacements for some joints in the hand. We can do fusions, which is where we basically fix the joint in a position and then make it heal so there's no longer a joint there. Or the last kind is what we call resection arthroplasty, which is basically we remove the bony surfaces which are rubbing on each other.
So how long do those procedures take, and what is the recuperation?
So depending on the procedure, some of them are very quick, and some of those are a little bit more involved. The most common surgery that I do in my practice for arthritis affects the joint at the base of the thumb, and that is one of the types of resection arthroplasty, and it's actually the same type of surgery that I mentioned earlier
that you saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have actually tweaked what I do now, apart from what I saw that day many, many years ago. But what we do is basically remove the offending bone, which in the case of the base of the thumb is called the trapezium. We remove that, and then we create a suspension bridge between the metacarpal, which is the other bone that's involved in that joint, and its neighboring metacarpal on the index finger. And so we create that suspension bridge to keep it from sliding back towards the wrist. And that keeps, we don't even necessarily put any sort of tissue in there to keep that, because it just sort of is suspended there.
So someone comes out of that surgery, and you said they're going to be in a brace?
Yeah, you'd be in a splint immediately post-op, and then we put you into usually a custom-fit brace for about 6 weeks.
So when you're talking about, you know, the thumb, then are you able to use that, or do you have to?
It's in a position of function, yeah, during that time. We don't want you loading it with a lot of heavy weight. But the great thing about using the suture suspension bridge that I use instead of using the tendon that we would use to steal from the forearm to do that, is you don't have to wait for it to heal in necessarily. So you can load it a little bit more immediately, and you also don't have any of the morbidity associated with stealing a tendon from the forearm.
So after someone gets, you know, they've seen you probably for a post-op, I'm certain, and you give them the clearance to take the brace off, are they going to feel immediate relief?
Well, a lot of times, depending on the severity of arthritis, people are already feeling better when they come in for their first post-op. It's a different type of pain, obviously, because of the fact that, you know, that we made an incision and that kind of stuff. But if people really have pretty gnawing, aching pain, which is typical of arthritis and really bad bone on bone, a lot of times just getting those joint surfaces off each other, you notice some improvement right away.
And we're out of time. Thanks so for much for being here, Dr. Paff. You are invited to learn more and talk with Dr. Paff on March 4 when he will be speaking at Zeeland Community Hospital from 6:30 to 7:30. The seminar is free to the public. Registration is not necessary but appreciated so that we can have materials for you. To register, visit spectrumhealth.org/Zeeland or call 748-2834.